Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist who tracks both the commercial and residential buildings market. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
The first thing I want to talk to you about is the Architectural Billing Index, and it dipped just a little bit this November and went below 50, didn't it?
Yeah, the November number, Kemp, was 49.3, and as you suggest, anything below 50 does imply a downturn in billings nationally at architecture firms. This is the fourth time this year, in the 11 months so far, we have information that it has dipped below 50, so that's certainly a cause of concern. But in the other three times that it dipped, and it dipped at about the same level, just below 50, the next month it sprung back, and I'm guessing we'll see the same this time too. When we talk to architecture firms, they say that business conditions are very healthy. We track new project activity coming into architecture firms. We track inquiries for new projects that firms are reporting, and both of those indicators suggest that work levels continue to trend up. So hoping this is just one more blip on the screen in this otherwise reasonably healthy recovery in the design side of the business and therefore in the construction side of the business.
In the release where you were talking about this, Kermit, you talked about several things that could have caused it. Part of it might be issues with tightness in construction financing.
No, I think the problem now is getting to be on the supply side, Kemp, as you suggest. The demand, you know, the kind of the interest in new facilities seems very strong, but financing continues to be a problem. Labor availability continues to be a really mounting concern out there. For example, the National Association of Home Builders are reporting that as many home builders are reporting labor problems now as we're reporting them in 2005, 2006, at the peak of the market when we were building over 2 million homes a year. So, you know, we're not nearly back to that pace on the home building side. We're not back to the pace we were on the non-residential building side as we were in 2007 or 2008, but as many firms are reporting labor problems now as we're reporting them back then. So, it's a growing problem. Doesn't seem like it's going to be resolved anytime soon. Materials, I don't think we're seeing an awful lot of increase in pricing on those side, but we are seeing some disruptions in supply. So, it has flipped over a lot from issues we were talking about a year or two ago where it was trying to get more interest in new facilities, and now it's, gee, the interest seems to be there. How do we get them built? How do we get them designed and get them built? Because the same issues we're seeing on the construction side of the industry, we're seeing in the design side too. Architecture firms are telling us they're having trouble hiring new staff and training new staff. So it looks like, you know, a new set of problems to deal with, but in some sense equally as serious in terms of getting the industry up and running again.
You know, I've done a lot of travel lately, and I've spent some time with the commercial contractors that install flooring, and I've spent some times with the residential contractors that work for the builders, both on the multifamily and the single family side, and all of their businesses are doing well. The one piece of the business that's not doing well this year, and I'm talking as we come to the end of 15, is the residential replacement sector. And I know you wear several hats. Another one of the things you study is this Joint Center for Housing Studies. Can you make any comment at all about why you think residential replacement, that is flooring that's been sold at retail, has been weak, despite the fact that fuel prices are at a 10-year low?
You know, I would say in general, Kemp, that the remodeling market is a bit of a blip. We produce at the Joint Center a leading indicator for remodeling activity, and that was trending down, much slower growth in the third and fourth quarters of 2015. And it seems to be tied back to a bit of a lull we were seeing in the broader housing sector 6 or 9 months ago. Starts were weak, existing home sales were weak, and there's generally that lag between, you know, for example, a home being sold and a household undertaking a home improvement project. So when sales of older homes go down, you tend to see some softness on the remodeling side, you know, 2 or 3 quarters later, and I think that's what we're seeing. Again, I would certainly expect to see the remodeling market pick up through the first half of next year. Our leading indicator has it going from 2 or 3% growth up to 6 or 8% growth through the first half of next year. So I'm guessing we'll see a reversal at that point in time, again reflecting some emerging strength in the residential sector. As you said, you know, the single-family construction market off a very weak base is coming on nicely. We had a good solid starts number that came out yesterday. And the multifamily construction levels are really off the charts. I mean, we've just seen unprecedented construction activity in the multifamily side. So much so, I think, that maybe folks are starting to believe that some markets may be nearing saturation points. There is fundamental health on both sides of that market, and that will, I'm quite sure, translate into stronger remodeling numbers as we move into 2016.
Yeah, you know, we've talked in the past about these different generational sectors and about the millennials' resistance or hesitancy to buy into housing. And then yet yesterday, the Feds started increasing interest rates, which I know is just a real small number right now. But do you think that might send a signal to those that have been sitting on the fence to say, you know, if you're going to buy a house, you might want to get in now before rates go up?
Well, I think that's a factor, and generally you do see a bit of a surge when there's the sense that rates are going up. I'm not sure we're going to see a movement up in rates on the long side of the market. It was a short-term increase, and still a lot of nervousness out there in the economy internationally, and so sales of treasury bills, treasury bonds have been very strong. But I do think, you know, you mentioned resistance or hesitancy on the part of millennials to get into the market camp, and that's part of it, but I think inability is also maybe a way of describing it. Inability to get financing, inability to cobble together a down payment. Just looking through some numbers today, and in 75% of the counties across the country, it's cheaper to buy than it is to rent for a comparable unit. So I'm not sure that renting is always that's what I want to do. I think it's sometimes I can't get the 20% down, I can't qualify for a mortgage, and I think it's sort of millennials waiting, unfortunately, for the economy to recover and their own personal finances to recover to get back into home ownership, as opposed to I don't want to own a home, or not interested in that lifestyle or something like that.
But hasn't Fannie Mae loosened up some of their standards? And you don't need 20% now, do you?
You don't, although that you often are required to pay mortgage insurance if you don't put down 20%, so there are some costs associated with that. And I think we're generally seeing a loosening of that. I think we're seeing less resistance on the part of lenders to get back into the home mortgage business. And I think you're exactly right that Fannie and Freddie are kind of leading the charge in that regard. So, I think it will turn around, but I think to date it has been a problem. We have seen some difficulties in young households qualifying for mortgages.
All right. So as we end up here, I'm just curious, a lot of people in the flooring business now are in planning mode for 2016, and we've covered several of these topics. But overall, are you feeling like both on the commercial side and the residential side that 16 might be better than 15 was?
Well, I think 16 will be a good year, and I think it's sector by sector as to whether that's true or not. And you mentioned commercial market, and I interpret that literally, Kemp, as sort of private sector building, offices, retail, hotels, and related facilities actually had a surprisingly strong year in terms of construction in 2015. So not clear we're gonna exceed that in 16. On the other hand, when you talk about flooring people, they're late in the process, so some of that construction activity that we saw in the second half of 15 may not have the flooring installed yet at that point in time, so that could be a surge heading into 16 too.
That's good to hear. It's always good to talk to you, and I hope you have a great holiday break. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist, focused on both the American Institute of Architecture and the Joint Center of Housing Studies, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.